In this episode of Social Media Secrets, we are going to dive into part two of an episode that I launched back in January, how to get more followers on every single social media platform. This, of course, is part two where we're going to take it even deeper. I'm going to share some of the results we've been getting across social and some of the ways that we've been doing it that are actually pretty simple. They're going to take a little bit of time, so don't listen to this episode if you like to complain, okay? Let's cue that intro and get this episode going. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, it's me, Rachel. I'm excited because since January, when I released part one of this podcast episode, I didn't actually realize back then that it would become a two-part series, but we got so many people who were like, can you make more of these? Can you make more of these? That we're like, hey, I have an idea. Why don't we make more of these? So I'm excited to share this because we have been really, really focusing on growing each and every platform. And this is kind of wild because for a while I was stuck on some platforms and just kind of not moving or moving, you know, growing a little bit here and there and then experiencing a little bit of loss of growth. And overall, while we were trending upwards in growth, and to me, growth is just an indication that we're effectively communicating with more people, getting our message across, having the opportunity to impact more lives. What's really neat about this is that something changed in January of 2021. To give you guys a little bit of insight into all of this, this is kind of wild. I'm pulling up my stats from September of 2019. In 2019, across all platforms, this is of course Facebook, Instagram, email list, LinkedIn, Pinterest, YouTube, TikTok, all of our combined Facebook groups, my Facebook profile, and Twitter, we had 355,000 followers combined. When 60 days later, we documented where we were at was that September? January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September. Okay, so just kidding. That was in July of 2019. In September of 2019, we were at 563,000 followers combined across all social media platforms. Then again, we checked it in May of 2020, and we were at 811,000. So the numbers grew quite a bit pretty quickly, which was actually a little bit freaky, I guess. I don't know. I think it's kind of crazy. And then in January of this year, we were at 1,004,000 combined audience across all social media platforms, not, oddly enough, not including Clubhouse. So looking at all of these stats, it's kind of wild. That also doesn't include LinkedIn and okay, that's all. It just doesn't include LinkedIn. So at this point in time, when we combined all of our platforms, we were looking at TikTok, our Facebook group for TikTok, Instagram, the Facebook page, my Facebook profile, our freelancer Facebook community, Pinterest, YouTube, Twitter, email list. And this wasn't including Clubhouse, which I have accidentally grown a following for, which is really funny. I think I'm at getting close to like 10,000 followers on Clubhouse and I do nothing on that platform. And then we actually have some more Facebook groups, which is kind of cool. So for example, we have like a book club and we have over 4,000 people in our book club. And this also is not including LinkedIn, where I have almost 30,000 connections and get really cool opportunities from LinkedIn. So if I were to update this, and I haven't since January, I'm pretty sure today we would be a lot closer to 2 million followers. I'll actually update this at the end of this today. 2 million followers. So since January, we have doubled our overall growth. We've had a few things that we figured out. So the biggest growth has occurred on TikTok, which is interesting. 3 months ago, we were at you know, 370,000 TikTok followers. And while I thought we were like at a standstill and like nothing was moving, no, it's been moving because we're now at like 730,000. In fact, this past week we grew by 21,000 followers in 2 days. And I'm going to share a couple different things because I think some people need this encouragement. Maybe you've experienced some growth in the past. Maybe you've had some traction. Maybe you've had no traction yet and you're feeling discouraged. I want to give some kind of timelines and then some strategies and tips that have been really helpful because number one, and this is so important, breakthrough occurs always so much later than we expect it will. And that is a good thing. If the breakthrough occurred right when we prayed for it, I truly believe a lot of us would be robbed of the opportunity of learning how to build. And I am so grateful that I didn't grow any faster than what I did because, man, let me tell you, at 500,000 followers, there's like a big change in the way that people treat you, see you, the amount of people who seek you out to leave cruel comments. I am so grateful that I haven't grown faster because it's just a lot more work. I'm grateful that I was able to become the person who is able to handle all of this. And part of the reason why sometimes you may have seen this, a lot of influencers who grew quickly kind of crash and burn or burn out or suddenly freak out or like, you know, do stunts to like almost like rebel against their following is because they actually grew faster than humans are meant to grow personally. And what's so interesting about it is it's like when a lottery winner is given millions of dollars when they have never even been able to manage, let's say, 30, 50, 100,000 a year. Suddenly being given more of it is very, very challenging. And so I'm very, very grateful that I haven't grown faster than what I have grown, but we've doubled our following since January. And I'm going to share with you guys exactly what's been working. But just remember that the breakthrough occurs later than you think it will. It always does. The tipping point, in my belief, for most people doesn't occur until they've become, generally speaking, the people who can handle it. And it's a really good thing. Like if I was given this following that I have today, 5 years ago, I would have crumbled under the pressure. It's a lot. And you have to learn incrementally how to handle it. Okay, but number one, this is the biggest thing, is we started shifting kind of our behind the scenes intention for creating content. So in the past, I was following the models that other people shared, and I get pretty vocal when people are like, that's not true. All you have to do is post pictures of yourself and you'll grow. Well, that's great for 0.01% of the population on any platform. For most people, we do not crush it with just photos of ourselves. We have to shift our intention from what do I want to get out of this and look how cool I am and look how perfect everything in my life is or look how beautiful my whatever is to I want to serve people and I want to show up and I want to discover what my purpose is in this world and how can I best encourage other people, educate other people, entertain other people, make it about other people, and you'll be amazed by how quickly your audience grows. Every time, and I still get caught up in this sometimes, I'll post a picture of myself and I'll lose followers and be like, wah, wah, that's so sad. And then it's this beautiful reminder, that's because the purpose of social media is connection and audience and building something bigger than yourself. And while, you know, this influencer might grow because she's really, really pretty, that's not your role in this lifetime. And if that is your role, that's awesome. I'm not demeaning that in any way. But every time that the focus changes from my audience and how I can show up and serve them to what am I getting out of this? Does this make me feel good? Does this make me feel important? Does this make me feel beautiful? I'm actually really grateful that the algorithms are like, no, it's not happening. And that keeps me focusing on my audience in a really, really good way. Number two, and this is important, creating and posting more content than you think you need. Now, some people have shared numbers, and I'm going to get really loud about this because one thing that is so important is that growth and intentional serious growth takes intentional serious work. Just like, for example, if you were, let's say, training for a bodybuilding competition or a marathon, the work that you would be doing inside of the gym is going to probably be more intense than if you were just like, oh, I just want to, you know, get healthy, right? It'd be a little bit different. So the interesting thing is, the same thing is true for growth mode on social media. Can people grow without intentionally building up the amount of content that they're putting out there? Yeah, it totally can happen, but it's just not the norm. Growth in any area is going to be challenging. It's going to be more work. It's very rarely like, oh, I pushed this one button and suddenly the silver rocket went off and all of my social media blew up. That's just not the norm, if I'm being honest. And so the same thing is true with social media. When we started up leveling the amount of times that we put out content per day and or per week, it was a game changer. I mean, since January, we've doubled our following, which is just wild, right? So I will tell you guys, and I'll probably go more in depth into this. By the way, if you guys want me to go more in depth with this, screenshot this episode and let me know in Instagram stories or on Facebook if you want me to start sharing more about like my daily routine and some of the things, the systems and processes that have worked well for me. Right now, we're in a really intense season. Paul always laughs when I say that because he's like, isn't every season really intense these days? Well, yeah, but I feel like it's extra intense right now. We just finished up my TEDx talk. It went live and it's going to be hitting the TEDx platforms really soon, like the official YouTube channels. I'm writing a book and that will be done in 8-9 days on April Fool's Day, which is my birthday. And also, we are launching 2 new programs. I'm training for a marathon. So there's like a bunch of things that are all happening at once. And because this season is really intense, I don't have the time that I normally do. And I'm still making it a priority to spend time with my family. And I hope this encourages you if you're listening to this too. You can do really big and hard things and still spend time with family, still spend time with the people that matter most to you. So I finish my workday now right around 6 p.m. So I'm starting to finish my workday sooner. But that requires that from 7 to 9 a.m. Central Time every single day, I show up and I serve at a very high level. Usually by 9:30 a.m. Central Time, I have already created almost all of my content for the day. The exception to this is that sometimes I still have to record a podcast and a YouTube video, but I fit those in between calls later on throughout the day. So I've already served in every single platform by the time most people's work days have started. And I know a lot of times people will say like, or I don't know if you ever listen to like motivational tracks, but they'll say, get in the gym before everyone else wakes up, get in the gym before, and then like they say, like before the sun comes up. Well, for me, the gym is creating content and serving. And this is one of the biggest things that took me forever to realize. I don't need to be a high level athlete to show up in my workday on a high level. My training is creating content. My training, your training, if you're listening to this most likely, is creating YouTube videos, creating TikToks. That is my training. It's showing up in the gym and that looks different for different people. Your gym and beating the sun, right? Beating everyone else to the workday may not actually be pounding it out on a treadmill. It may be, I'm going to create more content today so I can reach more people and impact more lives. And this was a game changer. Now, I know that this is really interesting because a lot of these are very like mindset, behind the scenes, foundational strategies, but posting more content is going to make a huge difference. For example, we increase the number of times that we post to Instagram from an average of like 1 a day to an average of 3 a day, and that is Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 times per day on my grid specifically. And that has made a huge difference as we've now grown by 20,000 followers in 3 months on Instagram. On YouTube, everyone was saying like once a week is more than enough. And I was like, I just feel like we need to produce more because I'm thinking about all of the resources I want out there, and I want to serve people on a high level every single day. So now we publish 3 to 7 YouTube videos per week, every single week. And so more content does allow you to grow faster if two things happen. Number one, you head it up with research. I spend so much time researching, usually on Fridays, but also in spare time on days, because it's my favorite part of everything that I do is researching. I step back and I research. What's working right now? What's working for other people? What content is being promoted by each platform? And then on the second side, on the flip side, every quarter, we go back and look at all of our top performing content from the last quarter and create a plan to create more content like that, the content that has performed, which is exactly why this podcast is here, because part one served a lot of people, a lot more than normal. And so I was like, well, we should probably create part two of this exact same type of content. So by the way, if you have not yet listened to that episode, go listen to that, because it's really interesting to see how much has changed even since then, which is just, I think it's kind of wild. So the third and final thing that I want to share with you guys, it actually might be like secretly number 7, but the final thing I want to share with you guys in this episode, and this is really, really important, is to not compare your content to other people's. And I know that that sounds weird. Don't compare your engagement. Don't compare your growth. Don't compare your trajectory with someone else's. Don't compare, oh, their photos look better than mine. Their quotes are always prettier. If you compare your content with other people and your trajectory and your growth, you rob yourself of your personal journey of discovering how to create content, how to effectively communicate, how to reach more people, and how to be yourself. And that is so underrated in the world of creating content. I hope this episode has served you. By the way, if you want to learn a little bit more about marketing, social media, we actually put together the ultimate social media marketing bundle. If you head on over to rachelpeterson.com/podcast, there you will find this amazing social media marketing bundle that's totally free, which includes the $1 million social media content strategy, the best social media platforms for your business, and the best times to post on social media. This one's pretty controversial. I'm going to tell you to throw away everything you've ever been told about when to post on social media. There are two key mistakes about what everyone told you, and this is going to be a game changer. So head on over. Another way to reach it is to go to socialmediasecretstrategies.com/ultimate social media marketing bundle. I will catch you guys in the next episode. Bye for now.